USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A group of bipartisan lawmakers announced that they've reached an infrastructure deal to present to Congress. The group of 10 Democrats and Republicans said they reached an agreement on a realistic compromise framework to modernize our nation's infrastructure and energy technologies. They said it wouldn't be funded by tax increases. Senator Elizabeth Warren called for Congress to quickly vote through the package. President Biden initially proposed a $2 trillion package in March that included two parts, the American Jobs Plan and the American Families Plan. But he lowered the figure last week to $1 trillion after Republicans balked at the price tag. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 reached a new closing high as investors disregarded a report signaling rising inflation. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 were up 19 points, and the Nasdaq was up 108. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
President Biden announced that the U.S. will donate a half a billion doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to COVAX. USA's Dan Naraki has more.
Biden is also expected to push other members of the Group of Seven to help boost global vaccine supplies. Announcing the purchase while in the U.K., Biden said that the first shots will ship out later this summer and will come with no strings attached.
200 million of these doses will be delivered this year, 2021. And 300 million more will be delivered in the first half of 2022. Let me be clear. Just as with the 80 million doses we previously announced, the United States is providing these half million doses with no strings attached. Let me say it again, with no strings attached. Our vaccine donations don't include pressure for favors or potential concessions. We're doing this to save lives, to end this pandemic.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Governor Greg Abbott announced that Texas will be building a border wall along the state's boundary with Mexico, but he provided no details on how, where, or when. Abbott declared the plans during a press conference in Del Rio. He said he would discuss the plans next week. The Biden administration issued a proclamation that stopped border wall construction on his first day of office. Abbott announced the news while discussing a slew of border initiatives, such as a $1 billion allocation for border security in the state. Abbott didn't address the ongoing conflict between himself and the Biden administration that escalated this week after federal officials threatened to sue Texas over Abbott's order to strip certain shelters for migrant children of their state licenses. This could force the shelters, which operate under contracts with the federal government, to move the children elsewhere. The 52 state-licensed shelters roughhouse 8,600 children. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services attorney Paul Rodriguez asked Texas to clarify Abbott's order and said it could violate the U.S. Constitution's Supremacy Clause, which states that federal law overrides state laws. 2 weeks ago, Abbott deployed more than 1,000 Texas Department of Public Safety troopers and National Guard members to the border as part of Operation Lone Star, an initiative which is aimed at beefing up security at the border with troopers and the National Guard. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.